The latest nursing news and information brought to you by the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future. This is Nursing Notes Live. Nursing Notes Live is an audio extension of the national award-winning monthly e-newsletter Nursing Notes, which offers the latest in industry news, trends, and updates in nursing. You can subscribe to the e-newsletter at www.discovernursing.com. Each month's Nursing Notes issue is accompanied by a select few episodes of Nursing Notes Live, which expands on the content and provides you greater insights into the topics presented in the e-newsletter. You can listen to previous podcasts on the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page or visit iTunes to subscribe to the podcast. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. In the program this month, Nursing Notes Live examines the role of nurses in improving the patient experience. In our panel discussion this month, I chat with Lisa T. McDonald, project coordinator and operating room nurse at Canton Potsdam Hospital in Potsdam, New York, and Mary Linda Rivera, senior director at the Cleveland Clinic's Office of Patient Experience in Cleveland, Ohio. Here's that discussion on the role of nurses in improving the patient experience. Lisa and Mary Linda, welcome to the program Nursing Notes Live.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Lisa, why don't we start with you? I always try to ask our panelists to relate a little bit about their background in nursing. Can you share with me and the rest of the audience something about why you became a nurse and your path to becoming a nurse and the career path you took?
Okay. I don't have a great story like some nurses do of wanting to be a nurse since the time I was a small child. I actually started high school in a business program and found that I much preferred studying biology to typing and that I really wasn't that good at typing. So I switched over to an academic program, and I also did some volunteer work as a teenager in a local hospital. And I got an experience to go observe in the operating room. And from the first time I stepped in an operating room, I knew I wanted to be a nurse, an operating room nurse. And I've been in the operating room for 25 years. I followed my husband on an active duty military career. He was in the Army for 20 years, and I've worked at big and small hospitals, but pretty much every place that I've been in the operating room. And then in 2010, I got the opportunity to further my education and become an RN first assist. And what an RN first assist does is scrub in with the doctor and assist during surgery. So I give exposure during the surgery. I'm able to suture, give injections, those types of things, an expanded nursing role.
Excellent. That sounds fascinating.
It is. I love it.
Mary Linda, how about you? What drew you to become a nurse, and how did you arrive at the position you're at now at the Cleveland Clinic?
Sure. Well, my story is a little bit like Lisa's in that I also was not one of those who knew I was going to be a nurse in grade school or high school or even college. And I knew I liked healthcare and I knew I liked medical care. And I actually was working toward doing medical research and started realizing that really wasn't my comfort zone or not where I was really excited about. And in trying to think what else to do, I happened to take a job in the physician's office and had a great role model of a nurse there. And as I watched her and as I was exposed to more and more patients, I realized that I really like patients a lot more than Petri dishes. So I actually entered nursing a little bit later in my life. Started out doing high-risk OB, really, really liked it. That led me to some opportunities in outpatient care in the home care, actually, in starting up a home OB program. Absolutely loved home care. I really thought that's where I would finish my career. It's just such a privilege to be allowed into patients' homes. You just see a totally different side of what their challenges are and opportunities to try and really help them. And and having made a geographic move, was looking for a position in home care and saw this position here posted for patient experience at Cleveland Clinic. They were just starting out an office and was very intrigued with it. When I was in home care, I had ventured into operations and management and administration and always felt that patient satisfaction was kind of put at the bottom of the resource list. So as resources are being assigned to make quality improvements or marketing or, you know, what have you, patient satisfaction, I never felt got the attention it needed, both from patients deserving to have satisfaction with their experience and also the impact it could have in your business, on your bottom line. The happier the patients are, you know, the more patients you're going to draw to your organization. So started working with the Office of Patient Experience here at Cleveland Clinic 3.5 years ago, and it's just been a fascinating journey as this has become a higher and higher priority in healthcare organizations, has been for Cleveland Clinic since I've been here, and it's been a great learning opportunity in how I can support other nurses in improving the patient experience.
So let's jump right in, Mary Linda, and start off with you. What is it that the words patient experience means to you?
Well, to me, it really is almost the entire package. So you have your clinical care and clinical outcomes, and you know we're very proud of our clinical outcomes here at the Cleveland Clinic. But what we found was that patients were not having a warm, friendly, personal experience. We found out that patients didn't feel that they were being communicated with. So for me, patient experience encompasses how we communicate with patients. Do we treat them with respect? Do we listen to them? Do we include their ideas both in their own care but also in organizational decisions that we make? So it really is their experience from every touch point with their health care, be it calling in to make an appointment, coming in through an emergency room, visiting their doctors in their office, how long do they wait, are the doctors listening to them, all the way to the time they receive their bill. Is the bill understandable? If they have a question, do they have access to someone who really listens to them and cares about them and makes them feel like they're more than just a medical record number?
Lisa, what is it about nursing that makes us so central to this idea of an improved patient experience?
Improving the patient care experience is really the nurses are the ones that spend the majority of the time with their patients. So in our hospital, we looked at, I'm kind of more surgery focused, we knew we had an opportunity for better pain control and an opportunity to help decrease infection rates. This, as a nurse, I knew that there was something that I wanted to do about that, and a couple of the projects that I've taken on have helped to improve our patients' experience with both of those things, or lower infection rates and better postoperative pain control.
You know, one of the things I've heard is that, you know, there's a discussion about the patient satisfaction can have little to do with their actual medical outcome. But I'm not sure that's really very true. Mary Linda, what are your thoughts about that?
Sure, I jump into that. I completely believe that they're very closely tied. If you are creating an environment for patients where they're comfortable, where they are being listened to, where you're taking their thoughts into consideration, you know, one standard approach for teaching doesn't meet every single patient's needs. So you really have to listen to patients and help them maybe with some other issues they're having before they're ready for their education. So that's just one example, I think, where really showing empathy, providing a good patient experience environment, puts a patient in a position where they're more open to teaching, more open to sharing what maybe some of their barriers are. And in my opinion, that can only result in a better clinical outcome.
I think, if I can jump in, that I think patients are also much happier if they have continuity of care, and we really try to provide that from their very first appointment in the doctor's office, through their pre-admission testing, through their surgery and their hospital stay, and their post-op follow-up back in the office.
Now, when you say continuity of care, Lisa, do you think that that includes having familiar faces, having the same nurse or nurses all the way through?
Well, that's part of my job is I see patients in the office before surgery. I'm there with them in the OR before they go to sleep, and then I see them again when they wake up, whether it's in the hospital. I'll make a post-op visit after their total knee surgery, for instance, and then see them again back in the office. And yes, people are very happy to see a familiar face on the day of surgery. And it's, you also, working as an OR nurse, I don't get a lot of time. I used to not get a lot of time to meet my patients. So for me, it's a happier thing for me to be able to provide that care, and they are very happy with that experience.
I think that's an excellent approach, Lisa. Surgery, as we all know, can be such a frightening time for patients. They're so vulnerable. And how scary to walk into a surgery situation where you don't know anyone. And what you're providing for patients is that comfort and confidence that you really know who they are as a patient.
Yeah, I don't think I said I work at Canton Potsdam Hospital, which is a very small hospital in New York State, top edge of the Adirondack Park, but it's a very rural community, and many of our patients I know personally because it's such a small community. If they don't know me, they know my family or their friends, and they really expect us to give them the best care that we know how to give, and that's, I think, where a lot of these projects came from for me, was because I wanted to be able to do that.
Mary Linda, that sense of getting to know people and that small town feel can still be translated into a larger facility, though, can it?
I believe it can. Certainly we have, you know, some other challenges with size, but I think patients respond to caregivers who are warm and empathetic regardless of how many of them they see. So our motto is we put patients first, but it's about doing it every single time, every single caregiver. All it takes is one caregiver. And we call all of our employees here caregivers, regardless of, you know, whether or not they're giving frontline care or not. But, you know, in a large organization like this, a patient's going to touch or see literally hundreds of caregivers, you know, whether it's walking through the halls or as their patient. So for us, we extend that feeling of personalizing and being personal by making sure every single one of our caregivers does that. We've done a lot of work around our culture to make sure that people truly understand, or caregivers truly understand what that means and how important it is. And it's actually an expectation.
Now, what about evidence-based research? I mean, so important for nurses, especially, to be involved in nursing research and finding best practices to improve outcomes. How does patient experience fit in with that? Is there a place in patient experience to do research?
Absolutely, and we're very interested in doing that. I think that patient experience, my philosophy is it's becoming its own discipline, and along with that needs to validate their practices just like you would in quality or other clinical disciplines. It is new and evolving, so there's not a lot of validated best practices, although coming very quickly now as more and more organizations are willing to put resources into doing that. We use a lot of our data, so we use a lot of our patient satisfaction scores to help us do some of that validation. So, for example, one of the best practices we've been able to validate is purposeful hourly rounding, where for our inpatient units, we ask our nurses and the rest of the healthcare team to make sure they not only round on patients every hour, but we're very careful to use the word purposeful, which means that you do it in a very connecting way. So you're establishing relationships with those patients. You're asking very specific questions. But we were able to validate that when a patient perceived that someone from the healthcare team visited them every hour, the rest of their scores, their communication scores, their pain scores, also were scored very highly by that patient. So we were able to validate the impact of that purposeful hourly rounding as a best practice. And we're interested in doing more and more of those as we develop what we feel right now are best practices and be able to put that validation behind it.
We have done two really great projects that have been based on evidence-based research. The first one, and both of these were orthopedic projects aimed at our total hip and total knee patients. The first one was through the Institute for Healthcare Improvement. We were able to participate in their Project Joints research project in 2011, and that was basically using evidence-based practice interventions to help prevent infection in total hip and total knee replacement surgeries. And total hip and total knee replacement surgeries, if you get an infection, that's devastating to the patient. They may lose their limb, they may lose their life, that prosthesis may need to come back out. There's a whole range of really bad things that can happen from infection. So we were able to participate in that project with Project Joints, and it has their protocol has now become our standard protocol for orthopedics. And I've been lucky enough to be able to talk about our experiences on web conferences and actually accompany IHI leaders to present our experiences last year in Wisconsin, and I'll be going to New Mexico in a few weeks with them to talk to New Mexico hospitals as they start to implement the protocol, which has gone nationwide at this point. That was one. And then the other research that we did was on developing a multimodal pain protocol, basically being able to use all of your pain receptors and hit different sites by giving drugs before surgery, during surgery, and then after surgery, and using multiple modalities. And that also had about a year's worth of research, just trying to figure out what most hospitals have some type of multimodal pain protocol, but there is no standardized pain protocol. Everywhere is doing just a little bit different. So to just figure out what was out there in the research, read the research, connect with different facilities, and then figure out what we were going to do here. And our program that we put together has been very successful. And many of my patients that had surgery on one knee prior to us instituting this last year say this is a totally different experience from the time they had their first knee operated on. Totally different, so much better, not even comparable. So those were two opportunities to look at evidence-based practice for us.
So really, that type of research is really any type of nursing research into best practices is going to have some effect on the patient experience at the other end.
Yes. Oh, yes. And really key there is, even though it's nursing research, you need to still have surgeon collaboration. You're kind of working together on this. And I think for me, being able to do get my RN, complete my registered nurse first assist, put me right there with them, and it built the trust and respect that enables you to have that type of collaboration.
Mary Linda, as we wind down here and begin to wrap up, I'd like to ask if you have any thoughts you'd like to share with our nursing audience that would encourage them to find some steps they can take in a concrete way to refocus themselves on improved patient experience.
Well, I think nurses have a lot of potential to focus on patient experience from two different avenues, and one is just in just their daily work and how they take care of patients and really being role models for other nurses as well as other disciplines, and, you know, the importance of treating patients with empathy, their role as a patient advocate, you know, being willing to raise their hands when they see something that's not appropriate, holding others accountable to giving good care. You know, I think for a long time we've thought that you know, the best nurse is the best technical nurse. And certainly we need good technical nurses, but we also need to be able to treat a patient caring, with care. And both of those attributes have to both be expected and valued just as highly. The other way I think that nurses can really be very involved in patient experiences and helping develop some of these best practices. So taking a step forward on their units or wherever they are in their organization and taking a look at maybe a process that's broken, or take a look at their current scores, patient satisfaction scores, and take some steps to be very proactive in developing solutions to some of these problems, and you know, using a good methodology with a good performance improvement model, and start putting in place some maybe pilots or new approaches that then can become validated as best practices and shared throughout not only your organization, but I think we're all in this together, which is one of the things I really like about being involved in patient experience, is because we're all excited about it, it's all the right thing to do, that we're all very willing to share what works for us and what others are doing so we can all learn from it. So I think from two approaches, both in their own professional practice and taking care of patients, but also in their own career development and getting more involved in some solutions to improve the patient experience.
And I would like to say, I think that nursing students should take every opportunity to learn and to see all different kinds of experiences. Once you figure out what your passion is, it's really easy to look at improving patient care. If you're passionate about it, you're going to do it. You'll look at patient care and see how you can improve the experiences, the patient care experiences. And that passion will get you there. And that, you know, nursing students come in all ages, and you're never too old to follow that dream. I'm going to be starting a nurse practitioner program later this month. So just take every opportunity to see and learn all that you can.
Make sure you check out the entire July 2013 issue of Nursing Notes, looking at ways nurses improve the patient experience. You can read the entire issue online at www.discovernursing.com, and don't miss the other Nursing Notes Live episode this month, where I interview our get-to-know nurse, Sarah Regis, a nurse who used her personal family experiences to create a better experience for patients with traumatic brain injuries. You'll find this and other podcast episodes at the Nursing Notes by Johnson & Johnson Facebook page and in the podcast area in iTunes. Nursing Notes Live is produced for the Johnson & Johnson Campaign for Nursing's Future by Medic Cast Productions. All rights reserved.